The Siglo de Oro Drama Festival is in its 41st year of celebrating Spanish language dramatic arts from Spain's golden age. The event runs from Wednesday, March 30th through Saturday, April 2nd at the Chamizal National Memorial Theater. Admission is free and early arrival is encouraged as seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. Here to tell us about this year's Siglo de Oro Drama Festival are Victor Mireles and Catherine Brennan from Los Paisanos del Chamizal. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So 41 years, huh?
41 years.
Why is it so important that we celebrate the Siglo de Oro here in El Paso in particular?
Mainly because it is part of our heritage, the Spanish heritage. It represents a part of culture through the arts that's equal to, say, Shakespeare for the English-speaking world. Mm-hmm. The Siglo de Oro Festival has made it an exclusive to have Siglo de Oro plays done 400 years ago to be produced. Production companies from all over the world.
You mentioned both William Shakespeare and Miguel Cervantes, and this is the 400th anniversary of both of their deaths.
Right.
So it's even more important to acknowledge
their contemporaries. And a lot of credit is given to certain playwrights like Lope de Vega, who probably was instrumental in forming the modern type of plays, the kind that Shakespeare took on. The format that Shakespeare took on. What he did that was different than what plays were before, most plays in the past had been about gentry, about pageantry, you know, only about the elite. And what he did is he started writing stories about the downtrodden, the poor people, the peasantry. And, of course, it became extremely popular, and that genre just spread all over Europe.
And took off.
Yeah.
Was there a language barrier there, or do you know how they were able to collaborate and learn from each other?
Well, for one thing, Spanish was Spanish. Mm-hmm. I mean, just was translated. But one of the things about even the plays of today, they're done pretty much in the Spanish of the times. That hasn't changed. It's not like Shakespearean English, where it really is difficult. I have a tough time following plays done in the original, the old English, where in Spanish, it's not that different. There are certain words that are ancient, but for the most part, it's easy to follow.
So let's talk about the performances that you all have planned for us this year, because they are pretty exciting. You're going to start on Wednesday, March 30th. With Mujeres y Criados. Will you tell us about that one?
This is very exciting because it will be the premiere of this production in the world.
Really?
It is a new play, a new old play that they have just uncovered. And so it's never been performed before. So we're the first, and we're pretty excited about that.
How was it uncovered?
Well, it was written by Lope de Vega, and for 400 years it was buried. And there's a Fundación de Siglo de Oro in Spain who started uncovering scripts, and they found this, and now it's being performed first time in the United States here.
Well, that's quite the coup. How did you all pull that off? Did they call you? Did you call them?
We were very interested in this particular company in Spain. So when we got together and they were figuring what they were going to produce, they decided Mujeres y Criados was what they wanted to do. And we were thrilled.
Well, yeah, that's quite the... I mean, like I said, it's quite the coup. I mean, it's so neat to know that that's going to be debuted here.
Well, I have to make a note here. I was in Spain late last year, and it's a strange thing. I don't know how many El Pasoans know about this festival that's been going on for 41 years continuously. Nevertheless, in Spain, you talk about El Paso, and they say the Siglo de Oro Festival. They know it there all over Spain. Nevertheless, here we are in El Paso, one of our homegrown productions, and very few people know about it. Now, I have to say, though, that every year it fills up. It's standing room only, or the doors are shut at around 500 people per performance. There are four performances, but they're different every night.
Tell us about that, because they are free and people should plan, especially something like this where it's the world premiere of a production that you all are bringing. And, you know, and I know it starts at 7, but if you really want to get in the door, what time should you get there?
5:30.
5:30, yeah, really?
Actually, 5:30 is when they start distributing tickets. Now, the one is a hard set rule. To be fair, you have to be present to pick up your ticket.
Sure.
One ticket at a time. And it's first come, first serve. It's free admission. The theater is beautiful. The theater is comfortable, and the acoustics are great. Mm. The production is beautiful. I mean, the quality, the values are great.
Be careful about bringing small children. This is really not an event for kids under the age of about 12.
That's good to note, too, so that people can plan. And then on Thursday, March 31st, Entre Meses Cervantinos, am I saying that correct?
Yes. Entre Meses are short plays. It's also appetizers. But
just do both.
They're written by Cervantes. Two of them will be performing in Spanish and one will be performing in English.
And is that breaking with tradition as far as your production?
No,
well,
we
try.
Do both, yeah, from time to time.
In the past, we've had English productions.
Got to throw one in there.
Sure.
And this is by a local company, Eden Enterprises. So it will be fun to have a local production.
Of course,
yeah,
of course.
They will be working in collaboration with Los Actores, the bilingual production
theater
right, and Shakespeare on the Rocks.
And it's kind of neat to also then expose them and have our artists then collaborate with the artists that come from Spain. I mean, what an experience is that? You know, just crazy.
We're also doing that Monday and Tuesday.
We work with AHCT, with the American
Association
of Hispanic
Theater.
Classical Theater. And they are bringing about 14, 15 translators to work on one of the plays translated into English, and in over the course of 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday, hopefully, the Eden Enterprises will put it together and perform it in the daytime. Now, we don't have exactly the hour, but as soon as we know, I'll post it on our website, lospaisanoschamisal.com, with hyphens in between.
So that'll be such a special performance. Talk about improv, right? I mean,
right.
Just get in here,
right,
learn it, translate it, and then do it. Have fun for the artist. That's
sure,
the kind of stuff that is really, really, I think, encouraging as a performer for our performers. Friday, April 1st, La Celestina. Will you tell us about that one?
La Celestina is actually about a woman of ill repute who actually lusts for life. So it should be not so much erotic as very entertaining that way. It's a little bit risque, but not so much to consider it vulgar.
And this one's being performed by a group out of Ciudad Juarez.
Yes.
Have they participated before, Telón de Arena?
No, they haven't. What they call this woman is, she's an independent agent of eroticism.
Wow. or a woman of ill repute, like Victor said over here. So don't take your kids to that one, definitely.
No, I don't think so.
And then you have another one on April 2nd, El Príncipe Inocente. What can you tell us about that one?
This is a two-man play about two prisoners who are telling stories, and it tells the story about this El Príncipe Inocente and their shenanigans. That's a little bit on the risque side, but what's really fun is the way they use props, but there's only two actors, and they turn into these actors, these characters. So it should be really fun.
Okay, well, we reached that part of the interview where we need to talk about the whole thing.
This company's from Mexico City.
Let's talk about that. I mean, you have performers coming from Juarez, from Spain, from here, and
Mexico City.
And El DF.
Yeah, we want to at least give some credit to some of the help that we get.
Well, let's do it.
We pay for programs, the printing, all the work done to all of that. And we do want to send out the word of thanks to the El Paso Community Foundation, the El Paso Electric Company, the Hunt Family Foundation, and the Joe Materials. Well, they're always huge, grand contributors.
Well, I mean, it takes a whole community to make this happen. And then to have it happen here on our border is quite amazing.
Right.
So tell us about the Siglo, the entire festival, how people can get their details, and let's go through the whole thing.
They can get a lot of information from Los Paisanos' website, which is los-paisanos-chamizal-.org. You'll find the program there, and in the next few days we'll fill in any kind of detail about the tickets or anything, if there's any changes.
If you plan on attending the Siglo de Oro, by all means, get there early. You must be present to get your ticket. They are free, but it'll fill up, so make plans. Make plans to arrive around 5:30. The performances generally start at 7. You might have some surprise stuff going on during the day that you'll feel listen about as we go.
Yes, sure will.
Look up Siglo de Oro Drama Festival online. It's at Los Paisanos website. Can you tell us that URL again?
Los-paisanos-chamizal.org.
All right. So there you have it. Today, my guests have been Victor Mireles and Catherine Brennan from Los Paisanos del Chamizal, who bring us the Siglo de Oro Drama Festival. Congratulations on your 41st year.
Thanks.
Thank you.